We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines in the bottom. We just finished saying that according to Rav Papa, that the Hekdesh Toyis doesn't mean Mamash Hekdesh Toyis, and we don't learn out of Temura according to Rav Papa. We don't learn out of Temura. Just it means that when he says, Shar Shachar Shiyotzim Abesi Rishoin Hareyu Hekdesh, it means, even though it sounds like I'm the first Shar that comes out, which is going to be black, he says, the first one coming out of my house, which I think is going to be black, should be hektish. And really, what came out first was the white one. Still, we say, it's the black one that's hektish, and whenever the black one comes out, it'll be hektish. So just teaching his words to mean that it's not really that Beishami holds hektish toys of hektish. And Mars is trying to bring a rias that he holds that hektish, that Beishami holds of hektish betoyas is hektish. Vesavri Beishami, hektish betoyas, lo yoha have a hektish, it's not a hektish. Tashma, I'm going to bring you from a Mishnah later on, and the Girsa of Tosfos Shisha Shahoyim Mahalchim Bederech. There were six people walking on the street, down the street. The Echad Bakanegdom, and there's one guy, Ruvain, is coming towards them. Vama Echad, one of these six people say, Hareini Nazir, I will be a Nazir, Shazeb Ploini. I see that guy, I know, I'm telling you, that guy's Yankel, and I'll be a Nazir if he's Yankel. Vechad Amar, Harei Nazir Shein Zeploini. The guy says the opposite. Says, I'll be a Nazir. I'm telling you, that's not Yankel. I'll be a Nazir if it's not Yankel. The third of these six guys says, Harei Nazir Sheechem Mekem Nazir. He says, I'll be a Nazir if one of you two are Nazir. And the fourth guy says, Harei Nazir Shein Eichem Mekem Nazir. That I'll be a Nazir if one of you are not a Nazir, which means one of you are a Nazir. It's really the same thing like the first guy said. So, as the third guy said. Then the fifth one said, "Harei Nazir Shishteichem Nazirim." I am a Nazir if the first two of you are Nazirim. And the sixth guy says, "Harei Nazir Shakulchem Nazirim." I am a Nazir if all you five are Nazirim. Now, what's the tzad? Let's say, for example, Shishteichem Nazirim means the first two are Nazirim, because there's a tzad to say that the guy really wants to become a Nazir. He's just so sure that guy is Yankel, that guy's not Yankel. He's just saying, you know, I'm a Nazir if that guy's Yankel. And if he's making a mistake, he still wants to be a Nazir because he's sure that's who it is. And therefore, he's saying, I want to be a Nazir. But it's Maisitz HaTayis. So what does it say over here? Beshami Aymrim, Kulam Nazirim. They are all Nazirim. All six of these people are Nazirim. Vahacha Hektish B'Tayis. So here, some of these people are making a Tayis. And still, what do we say? That Gamar B'Daitai and made himself into a Nazir. And that's the idea of Fibeshama of Hektish B'Tayis, which means that even if you do a B'Tayis for Lamaisa, we say he's Gomar B'Dayta, he really wants to make it Hektish. That's how Hektish B'Tayis works. The same thing by Nazir, Hektish B'Tayis, Biktani Kul Mazirim. Baha'ka Hektish B'Tayis, says Kul Mazirim. So you see, Beshami holds Hektish B'Tayis. So our Papa answers, Amri, Savri Beshami Hektish B'Tayis of Hektish. You're right. Beshami definitely holds Hektish B'Tayis of Hektish. But Ha'cha Loi. But al kaponim, our Mishnah is not a raya. That's how it sounds like from the Rosh that he teaches. But over here, it's not a raya. From this Mishnah, Maisa, it's not a raya. And but Maisa, after we know this case here, the Hekdesh of Hekdesh, who are then by Shar also that there also that it's the white one will be Kadosh because of Hekdesh V'Tayis. Just but Rav Papa was saying, our Mishnah would not be a Raya, because our Mishnah, you could have said it means the black one, and it means because you teach his words, and it wouldn't be a Raya, he holds Hekdesh V'Tayis of Hekdesh. But after this Mishnah, we talk, no, you're right, that Beishami holds Hekdesh V'Tayis of Hekdesh, and that will be Pshat in our Mishnah. That's the way some Rishayim learn our this Gemara. The Tosfos, which is printed again, Tosfos is all printed on Lama Gimel Beis, Tosfos there says a little different, and Tosfos says that how you read the Gemara is, it's actually, this Tosfos is printed about Bamla Gimel Aleph, but it says that when it says that here is a Raya, this Mishnah of Shisha Nazirim is a Raya, Hekdesh Reis of Hekdesh, and maybe even our Mishnah is a Raya, but what he's saying is, Ha'akaloi, he's saying that the Mishnah right before this, preceding this, the one we learned from the bottom of Lama Aleph, the Mishnah that's here, there it says that he went to the Chacham, here's Matah the Lashon, that's not a riot. That's the Tosfos, but we'll stick with the first shot we just said, that the Rav Papa is saying, you're right, this is a riot, Hekdesh V'Tayis of Hekdesh, and that's what we'll shot in our Mishnah as well, that Hekdesh V'Tayis of Hekdesh. But Lamaisa, our Mishnah is not a riot by itself. So that is the first Mahalach in our Gemara, that's Rav Papa. Abayama, no. Abayama loy kasaka daitach, the Kohen B'Tzafra. El Hachamai Skinon, the Koyim Betir. And the case wasn't that he woke up in the morning and said, whichever Shar comes out of my house first, and it's going to be a black one, that should be, that one should be Kaddish. That was not the case. That's not the case of our Mishnah, because then you have a problem, because what exactly, is he a Navi or something? What's he thinking saying that? So what doesn't make sense what he's saying, and therefore it's not a good case of Hekdash Shetayis. He says the case over here was that the day was over, and he knows a Shar left the house already. It's in the afternoon, he hears a Shar who left the house, and he says, I can tell from the footsteps that it's a black Shar. Hakamai Skin and the Kombatir is going, coming, talk about it in the afternoon. Va'omar, he said, Shar Shachar Shiyotzam Abesi Rishoin Lahava Hekdash. The Shar Shachar that left my house first should be Hekdash. Va'omrulay, they said, you made a mistake. You thought from the footsteps, you thought that it was the black Shar, you made a mistake. Really love on Nafak. It was the white one that went out. Va'omrulahoy, and he says, Ihavi Adanad Lava Nafak, Loy Armin Shachar. If I would have chapped that it was the white one, I would never say the black one. So basically, he's saying that he thought of his calculations that it was the black one, but really, he doesn't really care. Even if it was the white one, he would make a hekdesh. And therefore, the halach is, it's chal, that's the pshat in our Mishnah. Like Tosfos explains like this, that if the case was in the morning that he's saying it's going to leave, he says, what kind of mistake is that? I'll read the Tosfos lashon daf lamed gimel beis. V'hacha, but if you say in the morning, the shachar asalot says, what the mistake is he making, thinking the black one is going to come out first? The shachar daf comes. So there, if he said black, since he doesn't have any reason to think the black one come out first, so there he means dafka black. When he says in the afternoon, he really wants whoever comes out first. Why did he say black? Because he heard the footsteps. And he thought that's what it is. So that's what it's a toyus in his calculations. And therefore, his das is to be a nozer in any case. Or his das is to be make a hekesh in any case. Just like if we find a guy who becomes a nozer there, his das becomes a nozer in any case. He's making a mistake in his calculations. He thinks that's Reuven coming in. And this such a case, you do learn from Temura. You do learn from Temura such a case. And that's what Abaye is saying. Because we have to remember, when we started the sugya, we said it's no dimming to Temura of Tayus, because here you said black shar. Like, what do you can't change his words. He said black shar. Well, what does Tayus change? So now what he's saying is that we could learn from Temura. Even though he said black shar, he didn't mean black shar. He thought the black shar came out first. But really he meant to say that the thing that came out first is Hekdash. He thought it was black. And he made a mistake. And since he made a mistake, this Hekdash would always have a Hekdash. But a case in the morning doesn't pass to say a mistake. You have no way of knowing that it's black one coming at first. So when you say black, we assume you mean Dafka black. And therefore, it's sure to say that the love on one, the white one, is Hekdash. So that is Abaye's Tarets. Abaye just explained the mission in a way that it makes sense, the mistake makes sense. And it's a type of mistake that according to Beis Shammai, is Hekdash Matayas have a Hekdash. What type of mistake is that? A mistake where he is confident, according to his calculations, this thing happened, and he says, I want to be a Nazir. So then he is a Nazir, or he says a Hekdash, he's sure about his calculations, and he says that it should be Hekdash. Then the luck is that one is Hekdash, whoever comes out first is Hekdash. He thought it was the black one, Maisa. He meant to say, whichever one comes first is Hekdash. Vekdim Arkasha, there's three cases in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has cases of a Shar that came out first. The second case was you pulled out a dinner from your packet, and the third case was a chavish shal yayin. You pulled out you wanted to pull out a barrel of wine, and landed being shemen. So, feiti gemara kasha bishlama shar. There you could say that it was in the afternoon, and he said whatever one came out first. But by dinner, it says vaktani dinner shazov shiyala. It says the dinner is off that's going to come out of my pocket. So I can say it was afterwards. And feiti gemara, yeah, tanisha Allah that it came out. It already came out. I took it out of my pocket. I said, the thing that came out, I could tell, like from feeling it, I could tell it's the gold coin. And he made a mistake, it's a silver coin. So then the halach is that it's Hekdash. The one that he pulled out is Hekdash. Because when I say, he just made a mistake in the calculations, but whatever one came out first, he was being Makdash. And the next kash is for the next part of Mishnah, Chavash Yayin, Shetal. It sounds like I'm going to take out a Chavash Yayin. And tomorrow, Tanisha also. It came out already, and he had his calculations. He thought it was the ayin. The ma'aseh was Hashem, and the loch is that it is kaddish. Hekdash, besides have a hekdash. So a ma'isa, that is a bayis pshat in Mishnah, and at the end of the day, we anyway, Rav Papa was choizer pshat in the Mishnah because he had another Mishnah. So either way, b'shamei shita is hektish b'toyis have a hektish, which means in a case where we assume that he was gomar b'daiti anyway to make it hektish, he just thought this was a situation, and therefore whatever comes at first, avada is hektish. Zok t'mor avayta, omar Rav Chista, uchma b'chivra lakya. Rav Chista says that white ox is better than a white cow is better than a black one. And if you have a whole herd of cows that are white, you have one black one that makes the whole lot go down in price because a black cow is not as good as a white cow. That's what Rav Chista said, and he said another thing that chivra ba'uchma lakya, a white spot on a black cow also is not a good sign, and it's not good. It's a sign that's not such a good animal. That's what Rav Chista says. Tanan and Nafkamina is probably like a chamemka. Nafkamina is when you're selling something. That's the fact that tells you. Toysa speaks out. Nafkamina lemeka chamemka. The uchma that this one's better. That the white one's better. Zot Gemara Tanan. That's your kasha. From our Mishnah. Says Tanan Shachar Shiyotzom Yetsa Yotzo Yetsa and Beis Yerishon Hektish Pensay Taichet that the Shachar that came out of my house first should be Hektish. And what do we say that since the Lavan came out first, the Lavan one is Hektish because Hektish toys have Hektish. But the problem is that according to Rav Chista, if the Lavan one is better, so then why are you saying that he wanted to be Makdish Lavan? Kesalka Daitach. We are assuming right now that what we assume is that when someone's makdish something, he does a ba'ayna ra. He doesn't want to be so generous. And if he said shachar, so he probably means dafka shachar, because the white one, according to Rav Chista, is much more expensive. There's no way he wants to makdish the white one. So if you say ba'ayin ra makdish, and we say like Rav Chista, white one's better, so why is the white one hektish? And even though Abaye said it, he said that after it came out, he said, no, if I would have known the white one was coming out, I would have been makdish it. That's what Abaye spoke out. If I would have known the white one. Zok Toysis, he's lying. He's lying. He says, Toysis, the Abigilon Abaye, the Maskal Tanan, he speaks out that Kivon de Lovan Odif, Havadai Meshakerhu. He's Vadai lying. So it must be that the white one is not better. It's a Kasher of Chistel. Zok Tomorrow, no, Velamai, you know what I'll answer? Ba'ayin yofa makdish. I'll say that Rav Chista is right. The white one's better. Why is the white one kadosh? Because when a person is makdish, he does a ba'ayin yofa. But then Mordechai says that's true. What about the case of Dinah shows up? Shiala b'yadi rishoyin v'al shal kesef. If someone says the gold coin comes out of my pocket and my silver coin came out, Beishami oimrim hektish. Beishami says it's hektish. If you hold ba'ayin yofa makdish. So then why is the kesef hektish? Maybe you mean to say dissolve because you want to do ba'ayin yafa. Svel amai, it means ba'ayin ra, makdish. Svel amai, it must be ba'ayin ra, makdish. And the ratio is still shver Rav Chista. Then what's pshat of chavash yayin? Chavash yayin is talbiyah, the ratio involves a shemen. And we know shemen is more expensive. Vishami Rav Hektish, vash shemen odif miyayin. Oil is more expensive than wine. More oil more expensive than wine. So if you go now, ayin. If you're going now ayin raw, and that's why it's kesef, so what's pshat the shemen's kaddish? So Mishum Halei Kashi Gemara says, why? Big Lila Shonu, we're talking about in the Galil, that there, the chamra, there's a lot of shemen there, and a lot of oil, and there the chamra order for mishcha. There, wine is more expensive than mishcha. So mice were coming out, that's ayin raw, and the ratio is shver l'fir chista, because in the ratio it's mavoyer, that the loven one, the white cow is kaddish. We're saying fear of chista. The white cow is much more expensive. So raise your cash to Rav Chista. Amalarach Rav Chista. Rav Chista will answer you. Ki amri. When did I say my fact that white ones are better? Dafka in a certain place called Karmanoi. Batura de Karmanoi. In the oxen and the cows from Karmanoi. In a certain area called Karmanoi. And there they do a lot of plowing. And white cows, or white oxen, are better for plowing. And therefore, the white one's better. But our Mishnah went all other places, and all other places, the white one's not so much better. And therefore, it's not a kasher of chista for the Mishnah, because of chista is only going in a specific place called Karmanoi, where there the love one is better. V'omer Rav Chista is another memra. Uchma, a black ox or a black cow, lemashchei. You know what's good? The skin, the hides, the leather of those cows, of the black cows, are the best of all the cows. The black ones are the best. Sumka, a red cow, lebisrei. That's a good sign for the basa. The best meat, the one that they order in the fancy restaurants, come from the sumka, lebisrei. That's for the basa. The chiyura, the white ones, are right. It's good for plowing. That's what Chesed tells you. Again, you know, you want to buy, you go to the store, you say, you know, I want to buy a cow because I want to use it for a hide. It depends on what color you're getting. The black one's the best. Freik the Gemara, Kasha, Va'omra, Chisto, Uchma, Bechivra, Lakya. Aye, Rav Chisto says that if you have a black cow together with the white cows, it makes the whole thing go down in price. What do you mean? Uchma is good. It has good hides. Well, that makes everything go down because, it might say, every single cow has its own mila. How is that? It's Masav Rav Chisto that the black ones don't come to the white ones. So my answer is, Ki Om Abdur Karmanoi. He's talking about in Karmanoi. In Karmanoi, we need for plowing. So I don't care if it has good hides. We need white cows. And therefore, if you have a black cow between the white ones, it's not good because you need good white cows in order to do plowing. Now, Tosfos says, he promised you, they'll have a tzrichas in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says three, coming out of our Mishnah is Hekdesh, Tosfos have a Hekdesh, gives three examples. First example was, he said, my black shard that comes out first should be Hekdesh. And I walked out a white one, the white one's Kaddish. The second case was, I said, my gold coins coming out of pocket should be Hekdesh, and a silver one came out. The third case was the Chavos Shel Yayin that comes out first, and it was a Chavos Shel Shemen. So we need three cases for. What's a Tzrichasa? Zok Tosfos, printed on Daf Lam, give him a base again. Tok Tosfos, Derev Maskel Ella. Vahashta Nira, Sheshlasis Tzrichasa, we can make a Tzrichasa, Vahanach Tlasa, and these three things in our Mishnah. The Dinah Shazov case, Itzrich Lashvin and the Ba'ayin Ra, Makdish. That's coming to teach us the Makdish Ba'ayin Ra, and therefore the Kesef, the silver, is Hekdish. Reisha, the Shari Klamein, that's Hashmina, and like Rav Chisda. The Reisha is coming to tell us, not like Rav Chisda. See, Rav Chisda had to answer, Karmanoi. The Reisha says, not like Rav Chisda. And because you're going Iron Raw, so it must be, the white ones are not better. And Chavash Shal Yayin, the Kimin of Gilil Shanu, that was that's time by Begalil, Hashmina, and the also Basar Rav Mekaymas, they don't go Basar, most of the Mekaymas. They go, that in Galil, you don't go Basar other places where Shem is more expensive, since here, wine is more expensive, you go basa of this place, that's the chiddush. And he ends off, Tosfos ends off with tzarachin. But that's what Tosfos makes, a tzrichasa of the three cases in our Mishnah.